In the New Testament, James tells us to be quick to hear and slow to speak. He advises us to be a better listener than we are a talker. Have your words ever gotten you into trouble? Boy, mine sure have. I guess that's why I can relate to James when he tells us that no one can tame the tongue. He says it's a restless evil and full of deadly poison. Think about the power of words. Words can build you up or tear you down. Someone can speak a word of criticism to me, and it can ruin my whole day. But on the other hand, a word of encouragement spoken by someone can bring a smile to my face, and it can help me face a tough day. I imagine you're like me. You've had people in your life build you up with their words too, while other people have torn you down with theirs. Although the tongue is a small muscle, it has big power. Jesus tells us in the book of Matthew that everyone will give an account on the day of judgment for every empty word they've spoken. He said, "For by your words you will be acquitted, and by your words you will be condemned." Interestingly, researchers discovered that the average man uses around 7,000 words each day. And you may not be surprised to learn the average woman uses 20,000 words every day. Now that's a lot of words that we're accountable for. So today, why don't we think more carefully about the words we speak to those around us? Let's be determined to use our words to build people up instead of tearing them down. I hope today that you and I will both be quick to listen before we speak. I hope you have a great day.